presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Kolo and Jim made an attack on the headhunters and broke up their dance by throwing cartridges into their fire. While this was going on, Mamba, the treacherous native, returned to the camp of the missionary and cut his way through the back of the tent. Suddenly, a shot rang out and Lynn fell into her father's arms. Placing her gently on the ground, the Reverend rushed to the tent, but Mamba knocked him senseless with the butt of a rifle, threw him over his shoulder, and trotted off into the jungle. At dawn, Jungle Jim and Kolo arrived at the apparently deserted camp. These thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue the story. Jungle Jim again hails the camp.
Hello!
There must be something wrong there, Kolo.
Maybe Mission Swan and girl go bush, Swan Jim.
So early? Why would they be going up into the bush before at dawn? If they wanted to get an early start up country, wouldn't they break camp?
Swan tell true. Kolo no got think. I belong me. He like sleep.
You can't think because you're sleepy, eh? Well, I'm just as sleepy as you. But there's a little mystery to be cleared up over there. Come on, paddle, Kolo. Paddle as hard as you can.
All right, Swan Jim.
I'll beach the canoe. I'm almost afraid to think about what we may find, Kolo. The Kanakas up here aren't to be trusted.
No, Tuan. Kukurai have more power over Kanakas than Tuan.
Yes, Kolo. But someday the white man will have more power over the Kanakas than the native chiefs. And if I have anything to do with it, it'll be for the good of the Kanakas. Pull in your paddle now, Kolo.
Yes, Tuan.
And that's it. Here we are. Rouse with you.
Juan Jim.
What?
Look, look. Grill lie on ground.
Why, it's Lynn. Quick, Kolo. Bring my medicine kit.
Yes, Tuan.
Lynn. Lynn, are you badly hurt? Lynn, bring a basin of water, Kolo. Oh, Lynn.
Here thing belongs to you, Swan Jim. Girl dead?
No, her scalp was creased by a bullet. Take your gun and have a look around, Kolo, while I dress the wound.
All right, Swan, Kolo do.
Oh, Lynn.
Girl, all right now, Swan, Jim.
She's coming around now. Any trace of her father?
No, see signs. Mission, Swan. Me find fresh grave near edge of jungle.
Great Scott, well, this is awful.
Father, what happened?
This is Jungle Jim with you, Lynn.
Jim?
Yes, and Kolo. We just got here. You've been wounded in the head, Lynn. Oh, no, no, no. Don't try to get up just yet. Take it easy, Lynn.
Oh, my head. Jim, Kolo, thank heaven you're here.
You had a narrow squeak, Lynn. Do you feel better now?
My head feels as though it were going to fall off. But outside of that, I'm all right. But, Father, where is he?
Well, Kolo's had a look around, and he can't find him, Lynn.
No sign, Mission Twan. Me find...
Keep quiet, Kolo.
What's the matter? What did Kolo find, Jim?
Now, take it easy, Lynn.
Tell me, what did he find?
Well, there's no use in denying it, Lynn. Your father has disappeared.
Oh.
He may have been killed, as you almost were. Kolo says he found a freshly made grave.
Loki's?
What? Loki's? What are you talking about?
Loki was my father's guide. I shot him, and Mamba probably buried him while I was unconscious.
Mamba? Who's Mamba?
My God. But where's Dad? We must find him. Something terrible has happened. I know it.
Me find bush all torn, all tramped down. That way.
Mamba's taken Dad prisoner.
Kolo, help me break camp here.
Yes, it's one.
Then we'll track down this Mamba and rescue the Reverend.
Big black seaplane circles over the plantation house and lands like a dead leaf on the surface of the Inky River.
Well, boss, we're home again.
If I ever lay eyes on either of those black rascals, Loki and Mamba, I'll have you flay them into ribbons.
Ha, ha, ha. My God, you let Shettle Jacques Lapin have some fun, huh? I like to fix that Mamba. I wait long time for to have good reason whip him.
Well, you've got one now. Oh, I shouldn't have listened to you, Lamba. Your idea of giving them those two pieces of gold beforehand wasn't so good.
You're right, boss. I make big mistake. Those black rascals, they take gold and run away.
And leave leave that praying parson and his brat of a daughter alive and whole. You saw him wave up at us when we flew over the camp.
We, boss. And no sign look your member around.
When they get back, I'll perform some jungle magic that'll make the poison ordeal look like a mail-order card trick.
If I leave anything when I'm through with Black Snake Whip.
We'll see. Maybe I'll do the magic first.
No, boss. Let me have those black boy first. I don't want them too sick for to enjoy what I gonna give them.
I could have sworn those two would obey me. I've showed them the greatest favoritism. I've flattered them, made them presents. And now they turn on me like this.
What I tell you, boss? Treat all like dogs. These Kanakas no men, just black animals.
I guess you're right, Laba.
Maybe you bet you my life, boss. Jacques Laba been in these jungle long enough for to know. Say, boss.
Yes?
I'd like for to ask you a question.
Well, what is it?
First you send Loki. Then you send Mamba for get those missionaires. Now you're mad because they no harm him. Why are you so anxious for to get these missionaires, huh?
Because... Oh, mind your own business, Laba. Why I want that parson is my business. But I'll tell you this. I'm not through with him yet.
Meanwhile, Mamba, with the Reverend Chalmers across his shoulders, is making his way through the jungle.
I say, where am I? What's going on here?
You waked one.
Mamba!
Then get on feet, belong you.
Oh, I say, I can hardly straighten up. That wasn't exactly the most comfortable position.
Got to carry mission to one to go bush.
Bush? Where's my daughter? Where are we?
White girl back there. Lie still on ground.
What?
Mamba hit you with fire stick. Carry you along bush.
No, but see here, Mamba. You can't do this, you know.
Mamba have do.
But I say, my daughter may be badly hurt, even dying. I must go back to her at once.
No can do. Mission 2-1, come with Mamba.
Now listen to me, Mamba. I never saw you before you arrived with my daughter at the camp. I see now that you came there on purpose to do this. You bribed Loki to join you. Why have you done this? Why?
Mission 2-1, come with Mamba.
Mamba, who sent you to do this? Who was in that plane that flew over our camp before you shot my daughter?
Mission 2-1, come with Mamba.
Oh, you won't tell me, eh? Well, I'll find out some other way. Now, Mamba, you've got me captured, and you're the only one armed. Why can't we retrace our steps and see how my daughter is?
No can do.
Mamba, our big fellow master on top in sky commands us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us.
What name?
What do I mean? I mean that we should attend to my daughter just as you and I would wish Kanaka or friend to look out along for us if we were hurt and left alone.
No can do.
Yes, but don't you see, Mamba? I'll stay your prisoner just the same. I'm not asking you to let me go. I'm only asking you to take me back to my daughter. You can bring us both back with you.
Mission 2-1 think Mamba foolish like him. Him believe Loki.
I see. You don't trust me. You think I'm leading you into a trap.
What name?
You think I'll get you back there in the hope that Lin has regained consciousness and could take you prisoner and free me?
Maybe, Tuan.
But, Mamba, I give you my word that won't happen. I'll call to her. I'll tell her that she's to come away with us.
Muskie, mission 2-1, come with Mamba.
Pleading nor promises won't move you, eh? Then maybe this will. Get away from that gun, Mamba. Get away from that gun.
Mamba.
Keep away from that gun.
Mamba, show you.
Over and over, the black man and the reverend roll in the desperate struggle for the possession of the gun, which the missionary knocked to the ground in his surprise attack. Suddenly, Chalmers gets the gun.
No! Stand back, Mamba!
You!
But the native grasps the barrel of the pistol, jerking it from the missionary's hand, and brings it down on the reverend's head. He slumps to the ground.
Mission 2-1, come with Mamba now.
Back at the Chalmers camp, Lin, Kolo, and Jim prepare to start after the Reverend and his captor.
Oh, hurry, Jim. Father may be killed.
Take it easy, Lin. We'll find him if we have to go right into the headhunters' country.
Headhunters? Do they really eat human beings, Jim?
Kolo knows, don't you, Kolo?
Yes, Itwan. Father of my father eat human, but Kolu know it wrong.
Oh, but Dad, oh, let's hurry.
Oh, you ready, Kolu?
Ready, Twan, Jim.
All right, you go first. Lin will walk in the middle, and I'll keep watching the rear. Follow the broken bushes, Kolu.
All right, Twan, Jim.
Oh, I hope the father doesn't get too far ahead of us, so we'll be able to catch up to him.
So do I. Though we can't be very far away if Mamba went on foot. We'll just... Kolu, Lin!
Yes, Itwan, Jim.
What is it, Jim?
Listen! Reverend Chalmers has recovered his senses and resigned himself to going peaceably. Mamba ties his hands behind him and leads him to the plantation house on the other edge of the jungle. As they emerge into the clearing, they are greeted by the French-Canadian Jacques Labat.
By God, Mamba! So you come back, eh? Who you got there?
Mamba, catch a mission to one.
So that's the missionary fella, eh? By God, where that Loki? Has he got that girl?
No got, Tuan. Loki, him dead.
What? Loki dead? What happened?
Girl shoot fire stick through tent. Kill Loki. Me put him in ground. Me shoot girl, then catch him mission Tuan. Me get him, Tuan. Me want pay.
You come big house, Mamba.
So, you're the one behind all this, are you?
Who, me?
Yes, you. You hired this black cutthroat to murder my daughter and take me prisoner, did you? Why?
I no have anything to do for with it, Padre. Not me. No, not Jacques Labat.
Me want pay, Tuan.
Don't get in hurry, my friend. We must see the Jungle Queen first.
The Jungle Queen? Who's that?
You soon see. You find out. Hey, boss!
What?
Member here, bring missionary fella.
Bring him in here.
Come on, boss wants to see you. Here he is, boss.
Missy, here Mission Tuan. Me catch him, like you say.
Ah, the Reverend Chalmers, I presume.
Lily DeVries, commonly known as Shanghai Lil.
I don't like that commonly known stuff, Reverend.
Yes, I see it all now. You're the back of all this murder. You're the vampire bat.
That's right. I'm glad to see you, Reverend Chalmers. You tried to reform me once by sending me to prison for 10 years. Now I'll show you how successful you were.
What will be the fate of the Reverend Chalmers now that he has unmasked the vampire Batwoman? Will Jungle Jim and Kolu solve the mystery of the whereabouts of the missionary in time to avert that horrible fate? You will find full-color action pictures illustrating the adventure you have just heard in the Comic Weekly distributed next Sunday with all Hearst Sunday newspapers. You will also find many other famous characters of the world of pictures, including the Katzenjammer Kids, Toots and Casper, the Little King, and many others. Collectors of colored poster stamps will be delighted with the new and unusual varieties in the next group released through the Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date at the same time next week for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.